ka mga dudes at mga dudettes. Eh, ito na naman si Kevin. Live dito sa Justice Oven Studios para sa pagbabalik ng elitistang Uwibo Podcast. Kamusta tayong lahat? I hope everyone is doing great. Ako, ito, after 3 weeks ng self-imposed na hiatus, nagbabalik ako para sa isa na namang episode kung saan dumaldal lang ako about something. Which is pinapakinggan nyo naman, which is I'm really thankful for kahit sobrang napaka-unprofessional nung ano... ng presentation ko or ng output ko. Yun, nagre-record ako sa park. Minsan, may dumadaang motor. May mga umaan. Sobrang... Itong park, andito yung library, which, well, tahimik naman sa library, so we're good. Andito din yung, yung city jail, tsaka yung prosecutor's office. So, may mga dumadaan na, motor, sakyan, minsan police mobile, may mga dalang kriminal, something. But, yan, minsan nadadaan naman sa editing para umayos naman kahit pa paano tong pagtatanghal natin. But, enough about that. What's important is, ito tayo, nagbabalik ulit at andiyan kayo at nakikinig sa atin. And I'm really thankful for that. Parang dalawang beses ko na sinabi yun, but whatever. So, before we get into the meats and potatoes ng episode na to, let's do some hype or hayop. So, ang daming nangyari within the fandom, within the past few days. Pero, yun, I already compiled some na I have... strong feelings with or yung natatandaan ko kasi like 3 weeks din yun and 3 weeks of hype and high, aabutin tayo na 3 oras dito pag sinubukan kong alalahanin lahat ng mga nangyari within the fandoms na sinusundan natin. But I have some here. So, first thing is kakabalita lang past few days that One Piece Odyssey, the One Piece RPG game, will be turn-based. So, hindi siya action RPG like your Final Fantasy 13 onwards or yeah, Final Fantasy 13 onwards in which more kinetic yung pagiging yun, action-based nga yung yung pagiging RPG niya or yung battle system niya. So, this goes into a more traditional turn-based type of gameplay. Parang Super Robot Wars or your earlier Final Fantasy, which is my audience naman para doon. I'm still excited on what's gonna happen with One Piece Odyssey kasi iba yung magiging presentation niya from One Piece Musou or your One Piece Pirate Warriors in which yun nga para siyang Musou, it's like your Dynasty Warriors or your Basara Heroes, so na more chaotic and frantic yung yung gameplay niya. So that's something to look forward to play once naging available yung game. So, yun, imagine, Luffy's turn, tapos attack, defend, gomu-gomu skills or something, tapos awakening pag you have enough battle points to do an awakening para, well, siguro yung story is hindi pa nakakabot doon. But imagine, sa susunod na DL, magkaroon silang DLC, there will be an awakening mode kay Luffy for you to be able to use the Sun God Nika or goat onto Nika Nika mode. So that's something excited to see. And also the past few days then, SH Figuarts have announced several figures na i-release nila within this year and medyo na-excite ako on 2 of them. One is a Super Saiyan 4 Vegeta kasi meron ng SH Figuarts na Super Saiyan 4 Goku pero parang wala yatang Super Saiyan Vegeta for quite some time, so it's something exciting. I really hope na yun, we could do post them both. Tapos pagawin natin yung fusion poses with those two figures. So that's something na I look forward of getting. So and another one na in-announce nila was a Figuarts Anya Forger from the super wholesome anime Spy Family or Spy X Family depende kung anong trip nyong magbanggit dun sa title. But Anya from Spy X Family is gonna be an SH figure art, so that's something that you can add in. It's an adorable set. Andun yung mga yung mga memorable faces ni Anya, the ga or the da he face, andun sa figure arts na yon. So that's something na yun. So dalawang laruan na naman ang nadagdag sa aking listahan ng mga laruan na baka hindi ko mabili, but it's still on the list, so that's something. So after those, also so may nangyari sa Twitter within the past few days. Togashi, Katsuhiko Togashi, the mangaka behind Yu Yu Hakusho and Hunter x Hunter, have joined Twitter. And for his first tweet, naglabas siya ng drawing ng isang puno and teasing that he had prepared 4 chapters for this year after 4 years. So, for almost 4 years, 4 na chapters yung nagawa niya. So, he makes a chapter a year kapag nagahaya ito siya, which is good. Which is good. Nakakabalik na lahat yung Hunter x Hunter in which kayong makabasa ulit or maging updated ulit sa Hunter, Hunter x Hunter. And yeah, and also fun, this is a fun happening. So for the syempre, on the first time hindi nila alam kung is that a legit Twitter account or official siya na Twitter account ni Togashi. However, Yusuke Murata, the artist behind One Punch Man, yung manga sa Shonen Jump, yung version sa Shonen Jump na One Punch Man, has yun, confirmed that it was Togashi running the Twitter handle. So, within a few days, Togashi became the most followed mangaka on Twitter, second to Hirohiko Haraki, Kohei Horikoshi from My Hero Academia. So yun, isang tweet pa lang nalagpasan niya na agad si Horikoshi when it comes to Twitter followers. I think that's over 2 million followers na for Togashi, which is I'm happy of. Marami pa rin tayong fans ng Hunter x Hunter kahit na yun, 4 years nga siyang nag-hiatus due to some things. But I really hope na magtuloy-tuloy siya or have a more consistent output. But yun, I hope na yun, magkaroon nga siya ng consistent output. And just write when you feel to write or draw Togashi-san. Aabangan namin yung mga susunod mong chapters for Hunter Hunter. So, eto. The past week din, I've been to an event. CopyCon or Collector Speakers Convention hata yung ibig sabihin nun. Nagkaroon sila ng mini Changgyan sa Lucky Chinatown Mall, which is malapit lang sa Divisoria kung saan ako tumatambay or naghahanap ng bootleg na Gundam. So, I got some things there. Also, some stickers courtesy of our friend Eman Centeno na, or Ronin Panda. So, I also have like meron din palang tindahan na doon sa nasa labas lang siya ng ano, which is like a good find na nahanap ko. So sa labas ng Lucky Chinatown Mall, there's may pwesto doon kung saan meron silang keychains, figurines, collectibles, any ng mga Japanese collectibles. So they have like robot toys, Gundam, may keychain sila. Tapos, meron silang Kamen Rider cards, yung para kay Decade. Tapos, meron sila nung mga nakaset na minifigurines of several Japanese properties like Gundam or Jojo. So, that's something really awesome. I think sinabi ata niya na, kasi dati nandun lang siya sa gilid ng Lucky Chinatown Mall. So, from the main building, or building A yata yun, andun lang siya sa labas. Paglabas mo ng sa gilid, andun siya. Nakikita mo agad siya. Nakalimutan yung pangalan ng shop niya, pero ang sabi niya is lilipat na sila sa bandang Looban. So, I think doon pa rin yun sa may general area na yun. But, yun, pag napunta kayong Divisoria, you can look for that guy. Nakalimutan ko rin, tanong yung pangalan niya. But, he has a really awesome store. So, kuya, shoutout sa'yo. I think, di naman siya nakikinig ng podcast na to. But, pag nadaan kayo doon sa shop niya, nasa Divisoria lang naman yun, or malapit sa Lucky China Mall, Chinatown Mall, at kung nakikinig kayo, sabihin niyo kay kuya, yun, elitist ng Weibo Podcast brought you sa tindahan niya. So, yun. And, ito, konting hayop within the world of the comic books, kasi nagbabasa din ng comic books. I may be a weeb, but comic books is also part of my fandom. So, the past few weeks, we lost two legendary comic book creators. First was Neil Adams. He passed few weeks ago. And for the konting primer for Mr. Neil Adams, siya lang naman yung Batman writer back in the when the 70s, early 80s, that makes Batman dark again, or that puts the seriousness into the Batman comics. And one of his many creations for the Batman mythos is Ra's al Ghul, Man-Bat, and I forget the other one. But Neil Adams is also a advocate for creator rights. So he isa siya sa mga naging advocate on having the Schusters and the Simons get their credits or royalties, kasi nga back in the day, walang nakukuha yung family ni Joe Simon, ni Simon and Schuster for the Superman title, even though Superman is like one of the biggest titles till now, but wala na kuha yung pamilya niya doon. So Neil Adams advocated for those para ng konting royalties. So that's one. So, Neil Adams. And the other one, kinuha na sa atin ni Lord, or he is on a much better place now, is George. George Perez, to those who don't know, is a comic book writer. He was known his Teen Titans series was really good back in the 80s and make them more popular than the X-Men. Also in the 80s then, George Perez was the one who made the art for Crisis on Infinite Earths, which is a really big title or a really big deal back then. So, konting primer on Crisis on Infinite Earths. So, basically, it's a multiversal crossover event in which binalak ni DC on their 50th anniversary to make the universe into one again. Kasi, to those who don't know, it's DC who created or have conceptualized the multiverse to explain kung bakit may J. Garrick the Flash, may Barry Allen the Flash. So as an explanation, J. Garrick and Barry Allen was part of two multiverses. I know the multiverse is a really big thing now dahil sa Marvel, but back in the day, it was DC who have conceptualized it. So, yun. So, parang dumami yung mga multiverse because like, they have several Earths na binanggit na from your Earth 2, which is your Golden Age Earth, or Golden Age DC Earth. You also have Earth 3 for the Crime Syndicate, which is yung inverse version on Justice League. So, that's George Perez who make the art of those. It's a 12-issue maxi series that destroys universe and make them into one in the end. But it's a really good story and a really good piece of comic book art. So if you got a chance to get a copy, there are copies available for Crisis on Infinite Earths. Yan, take your time to read it kasi it's really good. Also, before makalimutan ko, George Perez also be the one that make the art for the legendary crossover between the Justice League and the Avengers. So that's something na you could also read because yes, nagkaroon po sila ng crossover but in comic form pa lang. I really hope na no, with DC and Marvel being these two juggernauts in the movies, I hope one of these days makakuha tayo ng DC versus Marvel or GLA Avengers movie, but I don't know. Mukhang matatagalan tayo para bago marating yung pagkakataon na yun. But Mr. Neil Adams, Mr. George Perez, rest in power. I hope that you are in good place now. We, your fans, are gonna continue supporting the comic book industry. Kahit na hindi na ako masyadong nagbabasa ng comics, but once I got my excitement on the comics once again, I'll get those that I want. And yun, pag nagkaroon ulit tayo ng budget to get a comic book or a graphic novel, kukuha ulit ako kasi hindi ko pa nakukumpleto yung lahat ng Rebirth titles, yung Rebirth titles na Superman and yung Pumpkin run on Batman. So we're done with the hype and the hype for this edition ng Elitistang Weibo podcast. So let's go with the meat and potatoes ng episode na to. So ano ba yung ginawa nating episode ngayon? So if you read on the title of this episode, Body of a Man, Mind of the Weave is actually a play on one of the monikers na sinasabi every start ng episode ng anime na to. So it's Body of the Child, Mind of an Adult, which is basically the tagline for the anime and manga series Metante Conan or Detective Conan. Not aware of the Japanese title. So bakit ko naisip na ano na gawing topic ang Detective Conan? So basically ang ano naman kasi niyan is for the past 3 weeks I've been binging or medyo na LSS ako dun sa soundtrack niya, which is mostly made by Katsuo Ono. So dahil yun na na-addict na naman ako to Detective Conan, sinundan ko ulit yung story niya. Hindi ko naman binasa from the start, but I started from the spot kung saan ako nahinto, which is currently Detective Conan is running at 101 volumes, like over 1,000. I think they just reached 1,040 plus. So yun, parang magkasing haba lang sila in terms of chapter length with One Piece. And if you think One Piece and Detective Conan or Metante Conan are already too long of a series, hindi pa sila yung longest series. Actually, both those are nasa top 20s, like Detective Conan is like top 24 and One Piece is like top 25. So hindi pa sila yung longest. There's way more animes or series or titles na mas mahaba pa sa kanila. And one of them actually ang number one for the long running manga series in terms of volume size is Dokaben. It has like 205 volumes. So it has run from like the 60s till 2018. So it's a full story na with spin-offs and whatnot. But the main series itself is like 205 volumes. Hajime no Ippo, which is at number 5, has like 130 volumes on it at over 1,300 chapters. And also Golgo 13 is also a long running series na ginagawa pa rin hanggang ngayon. So those are like some of the long running ones na currently running. So wala pa sa top 10 yung Conan and One Piece in terms of volumes, but nirereklamo na nila agad kung gaano karaming volumes, which is a legit criticism, but it's ano kasi parang nakatulong din yung length of both series, especially Detective Conan, with the series kung gaano siya kahaba, because they really flesh out the world, kung ano yung mundo nila, what's the lore, what's the history in there. Pero hindi naman yung like 800 years ago na gaya ng ginagawa ng One Piece, but it's something na ano, it's somehow pareho ng mundo natin, but there are just some major things na nangyari because there is an all-knowing organization, the Black Organization, that's doing all the sa mundo. And I think doon na naka-focus yung storyline ngayon. And actually, ano lang, kasi there are actually like three person, tatlo na yung character. So we have Shinichi Kudo, which is Conan. Tapos we have Hai Baraai, which is from the Black Organization, and the other one is Mary Sera, which is she's in her 50s na, pero nung pinabata siya, like yun, nasa 10 to 11 12 years old yung, but she's a badass though, even though she's been turned into a kid, yun, nakaka-stick siya sa walls kahit wala siya masyadong ano, and yun, astig pa rin si Mary Sera because of her martial arts skills, and also she's an MI6 agent. So happenings, kasi meron ding character na inintroduce, another high school detective named Sera, yun yung apelido niya, which is parang si Shinichi Kudo din, but she knows Jeet Kune Do. So what's with the girls there na mahilig sa martial, have Ran for karate, Kusuha for her spear, nakalimutan ko yung pangalan ng spear martial art, and yun nga si Sera na mahilig sa ano, na nagji-Jeet Kune Do. So that's a really fun addition to the cast, and there's also like the superintendent na alam na si Conan yung nasa likod ng Sleeping Kogoro scheme, and also there's another teacher, yung teacher nila sa school na clumsy but apparently a badass. Di pa ako ganun ka-updated with the story, kasi dahan-dahan ko siya, and yan, hindi pa na-reveal kung sino yung bagong teacher nila, Conan, which is somewhat suspicious. So yun nga, moments with Detective Conan, I really love Conan for its world, yung world building niya, and the characters, of course, it has so many memorable characters, hindi lang si Shinichi Kudo, hindi lang si Conan Edogawa, which is before we move on, Conan Edogawa is actually a combination of two names. Of course, Conan comes from Arthur Conan Doyle, which is the author of the Sherlock Holmes series, which is Shinichi is a fanboy of, and Edogawa actually comes from a Japanese novelist named Edogawa Ranpo. So he is also a really good author. He also have a novel which features like the detective voice. Sounds familiar kasi yun yung team, or yung team ng mga batang detectives led by Conan. So that's a really nice reference to Edogawa Ranpo. And of course the music. Yung parang nabanggit ko na, kaya ako nagbasa ulit ng Detective Conan, and kaya ako naisip na gawing episode to for the podcast is to have this be a tribute to Katsuo Ono and the music that he did for Detective Conan. Detective Conan, the anime wouldn't be as popular as it is because yun nga, a really really awesome composition of music that was made for the anime, from the main team na sobrang chaotic and frantic to like the investigation sounds, the triumphant ending sounds, and alam mong on the first listen pa lang nung main team, it's a classic, and you know it's from Detective Conan, kasi yun nga, parang naging identity niya yung ganong klaseng musical style. And also what I find interesting or fun about it is yan, through the years from 1996-1997 anime, and there are also like several movies made for this anime. The main theme is being changed. Iniiba nila yung arrangement ng kanta. There's like a more jazzy version. There's one heavy on guitars. There are ones heavy on techno, heavy on sax. So there's something na pwede mong pakinggan, or there's a really good variation of sounds that you'll get with the Detective Conan soundtrack. And yun, nakasave sa akin yung almost lahat ng themes na yon, and I have a playlist full of Detective Conan soundtracks lang. So if you wanted to have a Detective Conan sound trip, maybe I'll share the playlist sa page natin, facebook.com/elitistangweebpod. So pag hindi pa kayo naka-like, mag-like na kayo, kasi mag-share ako ng music, amazing music sa page na yon one of these days. So highlights, of course, Conan solving the crime, kaso yun nga, because he is a kid, he need to be smart about it, so minsan yun, gagamitin niya si Kogoro Mori, minsan gagamitin niya si Sunoko, minsan gagamit siya ng ibang detective, and yun, that's really fun, kahit na sobrang halatado na ano, well, di ba naririnig na yung boss galing sa likod, so nababother ako dun, na yung boss, dapat yung kung sa mundo na to, kung andun ako, then suddenly Kogoro Mori sleeps, natulog si Kogoro Mori, tapos biglang alam ko na kung sino ang pumatay or something like that. Sandali lang, parang ganun. Kilala ko na kung sino ang pumatay. Pero dapat galing sa likod yung most likely, I'm just thinking logically here, galing sa likod yung boses. Wala man lang nag-check ng likod ng upuan kung saan nakaupo si Mori and si Conan there. Pero yun nga, it's suspension of disbelief na lang. But it's still fun kasi yun, na-explain kung paano ginawa yung crime, which is mostly murders. Yun, marami ka natutunan ng mga bagay-bagay. Pero for a country, somewhat interesting. For a country that has less crime or walang masyadong murders, to say the least, they have a lot of detective series, which has variations of crimes, mostly murders, kung paano sila ginagawa and how creative those murder and meticulous those acts are. So ganun ba ka-fucked up yung mga kapon? I'm not sure, but it's fun. Maybe one of these days I'll highlight some of my favorite detective titles from J-drama and anime as well. Do it as a team, for a month. Dadadalang ako about detective series, kasi I have like followed some, especially this one, Detective Conan. There's Kindaichi Shonen no Jikenbo. There's also like drama series, Detective Zero, Dr. Brain, or Mr. Brain. We also have like Lucky 7, which has Jun Matsumoto on it. So, and many, many, many more. So, yun, if you wanted that to be an episode, may episode siya one of these days. A slew of detective series or detective titles from Weeb stuff. So, abangan natin yan. And, yun nga, for this, some of my favorite characters from Conan are actually, yun, maliban kay Edogawa Conan and Shinichi Kudo, I also like, yun, yung mga rivals niya, si Heiji Hattori. So I'm really excited every time na lumalabas si Heiji Hattori sa story, and nagiging focus siya on some of the specials or the movies. And also, yun nga, Heiji Hattori, also Kaito Kuruba, Kaito Kid, is also a really good character. Kahit na yung tatlong yun, masyado magkakamuka. So minsan, ang tawag ko kay Heiji si Brown Shinichi, tapos ang tawag ko kay Kaito Kid is Magician Kinichi, Magician Shinichi. So I really love those characters, kung paano sila naiiba, which is basically parang pare-pareho sila ng archetype or pare-pareho sila ng almost ng personality, but there's like slight variations that makes those characters fun. The expanded list of characters are also vast. Some of them also have their own spin-offs nga. Like si Zero, which is one of nakilala natin siya as Amuro. Siya yung waiter dun sa cafe sa tabi ng agency ni Nikogoro. Siya din ay isang agent ng PBS, PSB. Nakalimutan ko yung acronym, but he's also from the government, and also he is a member of the Black organization as Bourbon. So may spin-off manga nga siya, which is Zero Tea Time, which is gonna end in it will end at chapter 60. So that's something na ano, and there are some manga volumes available na for you to read. So I already have like two of the volumes, so that's something. And also yun, may isa pang spin-off which is an anime, a 12 episode anime, which focuses on Kaito Kid, which is bakit wala pang season 2 or hindi pa siya nadudugtungan. I'm not sure kung bakit. And also there's like a new ongoing spin-off which is the freaking silhouette, or yung silhouette ng yung criminal silhouette, which is lovingly called Hanzawa-san. He also have like a spin-off manga and a toy. Yes, meron po tayong action figure nung criminal silhouette ng Detective Conan. So saan ka nakakita ng toy na silhouette ng criminal? Yes, Detective Conan lang po nakagawa niyan. And yeah, Detective Conan has been really fun. The movies are good and really action-packed. And inaabangan ko talaga kung ano yung gagamitin lang variation for the main team. So, some of my favorites are yun, yung movie, yung Raven Chaser movie, which is movie 30 na tayo. The 11th Striker is also a good one. Tapos yung mga favorite ko in terms of the movies is yun, the other one with yung member ng Black organization na dalawa yung kulay ng mata, the one with Kaito Kid. Nakalimutan ko yung mga subtitles nun, but those are really good movies to watch on your free time. So naparami na yata ako ng daldal with Detective Conan. So what I want to see in the future, ngayon ang focus na nila was more focus na sila onto the Black organization on the manga, and yun, sana magkaroon na tayo ng more information about the Black organization, kasi sino pa lang ba yung kilala natin, si Jin, si Rum, si Vermouth, which is somehow kilala ng nanay ni Conan, yung snipers, si Corn and Chianti, and of course Bourbon, which is also an agent of the government. And yun, I really hope na magkaroon na tayo ng information about the leader of the organization. I think Rum yata yung pangalan nun, yung head ng organization. And also, yun, for in regards to the movies, tinis nila to sa Detective Conan versus Lupin the Third. Have a Kaito Kid versus Lupin movie, please. parang tinis nila yun for 2020. Pero 2022 na wala pa rin. I really hope na one of these days kasi like Lupin is already on its part 6 and it's going strong. Detective Conan is also going strong in regards to its popularity. But yun, you teased it. Please, gawin nyo na yung Kaito Kid versus Lupin the Third. I'll watch it twice or thrice pa pag naging available siya sa dito sa Pilipinas. And of course, more crazy shenanigans when it comes to creative kills, some closures in regards to plot lines, and more spotlight on the characters since napakarami talagang magandang really awesome characters within this so which is oh my god hindi yata nakuha eh. Basta I really want more of this world, more of its characters. The plot lines are really interesting as well. So, if you wanted to catch up with Detective Conan, there are like websites that will help you sort out the filler episodes. Kasi yes, Detective Conan has its fillers. So, if you want to follow just the main story, there are like websites na pwede mong tignan that sorted them out. There's nakalimutan ko kung website na to, but maybe pag nahanap ko siya, I'll add those on the description as well. So if you wanted to, you know, follow Kaito Kid, because there are episodes with Kaito Kid, there are episodes na nakafocus si Heiji Hattori, there are also episodes na Black Organization lang, or if gusto mo lang sundan yung plot with Black Organization, or there are like specific episodes or plot threads na gusto mong sundan, there are resources online that you could check, which is awesome kasi hindi naman lahat consistent na nanood or nagbasa ng Detective Conan. So as we wind down with this crazy talk about a 60-year-old that became a kid, ano ba yung gusto kong aba ng series for it? Good, there's a reason that it goes for that long. Detective Conan has its world building, its characters, the creative crimes that is being committed, the shenanigans of Sleeping Kogoro, the shenanigans of Conan trying to solve the biggest mystery of all, which is yung Black Organization. So, and there are resources online, or there are resources that you could check para yun, para ano nga? Para hindi ka yun, para masundan mo yung story. And I really hope na one of these days makausap din namin kayo about your Conan journey, because there's a lot to talk to when it comes to Detective Conan. And that was it. So, salamat sa paikinig nyo sa episode na to. I'm gonna try to be more consistent with my outputs. And I really hope na dyan pa rin kayo para pakinggan to. Next week, I'm not sure kung ano yung gagawin ko, but I really have an idea on what to present or kung ano yung magiging topics natin for these episodes. And maybe this one is a template na kung ano yung sunod na i-focus natin. Maybe Lupin, maybe another detective series, or maybe another long-running series na gusto kong i-highlight for you guys. And that's it. Super thank you sa mga nakikinig ng podcast na to. Sorry and hindi ako nakapag-upload for the past few weeks. Yun, you know, the elections, there are feelings na frustrations, uncertainty na kailangan kong i-sort out muna before I could, you know, I could present myself to you guys again. There's a new president upcoming. Medyo uncertain pa tayo kung ano yung mangyayari within the next 6 years. I really hope for the best, and I really hope na magkakasama pa rin tayo nag-uusap about weeb stuff for many days and weeks and months to come. So, hanggang dito na lang muna tayo, guys. For my socials, you can always follow the podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/elitistangwebpod. You can follow my personal Twitter and Instagram at elitistangkebs. Nagpo-post ako doon paminsan-minsan. And also, if you want to give us a solid and support the podcast, we have links na nasa description for Shopee and Lazada. Those are affiliated links. So, you just need to click on the link or enter the links on the description. There's one for Shopee and one for Lazada before you check out your items. So, every successful checkout and delivery of your items, a small portion of those are gonna be given to us to be used to keep the lights on for the podcast. And also, I need like a new, kailangan ko na hata ng bagong earphones kasi hindi na gumagana yung kanang tenga, in which doon ko nilalagay yung detachable mic ko. So nagtsatsaga akong gamitin yung isa pang microphone, which is a separate detachable mic na nakakabit onto a Y jack. So yun, medyo hassle yung setup ko ngayon. So yun, I'll find a way to afford me to be able to record still using a microphone, but that's on me na. So again, a super thank you sa lahat na nakinig ng podcast na to. And lagi niyong tandaan, the truth will set us free, and there's only one truth. Again, this is Kevin, live as a Justice Open Studios sa tapat ng prosecutor's office. Aabangan ko kayo sa susunod na episode. Huwag kayo mawawala dahil may susunod pang elitistang Vivo podcast. Zet!